6 months after the youth-led protests that ousted a prime minister, voters in Nepal head to the polls on Thursday. The elections will determine who leads the country next. From Kathmandu, Danielle Price reports on what Nepalese voters are looking for.
At a campaign event for the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, or RSP, 24-year-old Pooja Bansola says after the September protest, she wants change.
We fight for anti-corruption, but it led to something that we never wanted. We lost 76 lives during that time, and this election is the result of that protest.
Nepal's politics have long been dominated by shifting coalitions between the centrist Nepali Congress and two communist parties. A coalition led by the Communist Party of Nepal was in power when police opened fire on Gen Z demonstrations against corruption on September 8th, killing 19. Massive protests erupted the next day, ending in more deaths and the fall of the government. An interim government led by the country's first woman prime minister, Sushila Karki, was formed until elections could decide the future. For those at this campaign event, that future should be led by the outsider party, RSP, and its popular rapper-turned-former mayor of Kathmandu, Balendra Shah. Shah is challenging former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who was ousted in the September protests and is running again. For Bansola, if RSP doesn't emerge as a winner,
that will be a very bad situation for our country, because we have fighted for the better government, and if the same government came into the position again, then we could not find any change.
At a local Nepali Congress office, 39-year-old pharmacologist Savita Gautam cites her long family history with the party as her reason for support.
My father was Nepali Congress. My grandmother was Nepali Congress. So I like to say that Nepali Congress is in my blood.
She says Congress will bring the changes protesters sought, like stopping corruption and brain drain. But RSP is flashier on social media. And that's where RSP is trying to convince especially young voters that they are the party of change.
So many young voters, as first-time voters, also register. The number is about, I think, 1 million.
Gopal Krishna Siwakoti runs the National Election Observation Committee. He says many young voters took advantage of an exceptional window allowed for voter registration in November. Back at the Nepali Congress office, Bimal Gurung says Nepal's oldest party has changed, citing their youngish prime ministerial candidate, Gagan Thapa. The 49-year-old has replaced another nearly 80-year-old previous prime minister.
We welcome all the new parties, but they do not have the backbone, infrastructure, the things that is needed to lead the country.
He says Congress is the party of the working class people and the only party who can lead after the election. At a small Hindu temple by the remnants of the old Hilton Hotel, set ablaze during the protests, Hindu holy man Indra Prasad Podel blesses worshippers. The 80-year-old has sat at this temple for the last two decades. He says things have changed a lot.
Before it was peaceful, I didn't know about political things, but whatever we needed to do, we could get done without paying bribes.
Podel says everyone he talks to now wants to give RSP a chance. He does too. And he's cautiously optimistic for change. But he and the rest of Nepal will have to wait and see. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Price in Kathmandu.